Hi, this is Olivia from ExperienceMistress.com. Here's a story about a femdom pecking club. I love it when a creative submissive gets so horny, he writes an erotic story for his mistress. We all know that my tease and delay expertise will make you surprise your mistress with all sorts of wonderful gifts, like this erotic story. He saw the triple X flashing neon sign and pulled over into the parking lot. He needed a drink and some eye candy after a rough week. Maybe he would even get lucky, he thought. He found a parking space after a few times around the building. It was packed. It must be good if it was this crowded. He walked into the vestibule to pay the entrance fee and was greeted by beautiful young women who smiled widely upon seeing him. Oh, good. We need more guys in here. You get in free tonight. Cool, he said, smiling back. Free is always good, he thought. Just go through that door, and to the left, and they'll get you all set up, she said. Now let's pause the pecking story for just a second. I love taking a treasured submissive sex toy shopping. This erotic story was written after intense anal play. The pecking club scene resumes. He nodded and walked through the door. It took his eyes a bit to get adjusted to the darkness, but another young woman immediately took him by the arm and said, "Right over here, and remember, you aren't allowed to speak." Before he could say anything, he was forcibly bent over and locked into a stockade. "It's for your safety. We need to make sure you can't reach out," she told him. "Enjoy." And then she walked away. "What the f—" he tried to mutter, to no avail, as he felt something enter his mouth and the strap tied around the back of his head. Immediately, other hands were all over him, untying his belt, removing his shoes, and then stripping him down completely from the waist down. He struggled to free his hands, but the stockade was sturdy, and now his ankles were shackled wide apart. The stockade suddenly began moving, and he realized it was on wheels, and he was being wheeled into a central area where other men were also shackled and bent over in stockades, just like him. He looked around and saw a sea of women smiling, laughing, drinking, and enjoying themselves. All of them wore strap-ons. If your little ass pussy is quivering right now, then you need a good pegging from mistress. Stay tuned. There is more to this erotic story. Or create your own ending by dialing 1-800-601-7259. Bend over and beg for Olivia.